Amongst the galaxy of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, one illustrious and great Sahabi was Sayyidina Muawiyah bin Abi Sufyan radiallahu anhuma. And you know, it's very sad and unfortunate that despite the great position of the Sahabi, a lot of negative propaganda is circulated regarding him up until this day. And some genuine, sincere Muslims unwittingly fall into the trap, as well as end up believing the incorrect views about this great Sahabi. And as a rule, one should never harbor any negative sentiment with regards to any Sahaba radiallahu anhum, since Allah has declared his happiness, his forgiveness, and guaranteed them Jannah. So if you hold negative feelings, that's a means of your own destruction and your own danger. So it's extremely important that we understand that the illustrious Sahaba radiallahu anhum, you know, each one of them, how great they were. In particular, Sayyidina Muawiyah is a great alim of this ummah. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhum, you know, amongst them, he said that when someone made a remark of the presence regarding different manner in which Sayyidina Muawiyah would perform his witr, he corrected the person saying, leave him. He has spent time in the company of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah. So Sayyidina Muawiyah was born 5 years prior to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam receiving Nubuwah into the Banu Umayyah tribe, which was part of the Quraysh. And he passed away on either the 1st, the 4th, or the 22nd of Rajab in the 60th year after the Hijrah at the age of 78 years old. His father was Abu Sufyan, Sakhr bin Harb, and his mother was Sayyida Hinda binti Utbah. Both his parents had accepted Islam on the occasion of the conquest of Makkah. His sister, Safiya, Ummi Habiba, Ramla, was the respected wife of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he was the brother-in-law of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Sayyidina Abu Musa al-Ashari radiallahu anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once entered the home of Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Ummi Habiba, whilst the head of Sayyidina Muawiyah was resting on her lap. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked her, do you love him? And Sayyidina Ummi Habiba responded, why should I not love my brother? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ يُحِبَّانِهِ. Allah and his messenger also love him. And Sayyida Ummi Haram reports that she had Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, أول جيش من أمتي يغزون البحر قد أوجبوا. The first army of my ummah will wage jihad via the sea, have made Jannah encampment for them. She then asked, O Nabi of Allah, will I be from amongst them? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam replied, you will be from amongst them. And you know, this hadith is an accolade for Sayyidina Muawiyah because he was the first one to launch the first naval fleet in Islam. And by doing so, he not only paved the way for a new series of conquests, but also most importantly secured the promise of Jannah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had made for the first naval expedition. So the details is that when Sayyidina Muawiyah was the governor of a certain area of Sham in the era of Sayyidina Umar, and he would regularly ask Sayyidina Umar for permission to launch a naval expedition. And once while he was stationed in Homs, he wrote to Sayyidina Umar trying to convince him to permit the expedition, saying there's a town in Homs, people can actually hear the dogs barking and the roosters crying in Cyprus. The purpose of his statement was to show Sayyidina Umar how close Cyprus was to the Muslim lands and to secure his permission to travel by sea to Cyprus. And Sayyidina Umar thereafter wrote to Sayyidina Amr bin As, instructing him to describe the ocean to him and the one who sails on it. And Sayyidina Amr replied to Sayyidina Umar by explaining the various difficulties and dangers one is faced in the sea. And on receiving this reply, Sayyidina Umar wrote the following to Sayyidina Muawiyah, saying, I take an oath on that being who deputed Muhammad with the truth. Never will I send a Muslim to sail on the ocean. And such was the level of his obedience to the Amir that despite Sayyidina Muawiyah understanding the need for it, the fact that they would inevitably have to sail the ocean, he shelved the idea and wholeheartedly obeyed the command of Sayyidina Umar. It was later on during the Khilaf of Sayyidina Uthman, Sayyidina Muawiyah managed to obtain permission from Sayyidina Uthman to launch a naval expedition. So subhanAllah, you know, this was the dedication and commitment. After the conquest of Makkah al-Mukarramah, Sayyidina Muawiyah became the second leading scribe of Wahi after Sayyidina Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu. And Sayyidina Muawiyah and Sayyidina Zayd remained with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at all times in order to record Wahi and whatever else Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam required them to write down. And they had no other occupation besides this. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once in the house of Sayyida Ummi Habiba when there was a knock on the door. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "See who is this person knocking?" And when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi was informed it was Sayyidina Muawiyah, he said, "Permit him to enter." And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi noticed there was a pin lodged on his ear and asked, "Why is there a pin on your ear, O Muawiyah?" And Sayyidina Muawiyah responded, "This is a pin that I've kept ready for Allah and His Nabi to record the Wahi." And on hearing this, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi said, "Jazakallahu an Nabiyika khayran." Allah reward you on behalf of your Nabi abundantly. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi continued, "By Allah, I did not appoint you as a scribe except with the revelation from Allah. And I do not do any small or big action except with the revelation from Allah." So subhanAllah, what an accolade for Sayyidina Muawiyah. Allah and His Messenger had such confidence and trust in him. He was chosen for the great task of recording Wahi. So if a person doubts his integrity, he may end up doubting the Quran and Majid as well. And since it was he who recorded a substantial portion of it. Thereafter, on the request of Ummi Habiba, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made the following dua: "Allahumma hadihi bil huda wa jannibhu al rada wa ghfir lahu fil akhirati wal ula." Allah guide him towards guidance and distance him from ruin and forgive him in the year after and in this world. So this was the prophetic dua. This is an additional virtue of Sayyidina Muawiyah, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made dua for his guidance, protection and forgiveness. In fact, this was not the only occasion in which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made dua for him. On another occasion, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made dua, "Allahumma ja'alu hadiyam mahdiya wahdi bihi." Allah, make him a guide. Let him be rightly guided and guide others through him. And this is the dua, of the khayrul anbiya, the greatest of mankind, the best of anbiya. Who can doubt the acceptance? And surely Allah guided Sayyidina Muawiyah and made him a guide for others. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu had appointed Sayyidina Muawiyah as the governor over certain regions in Sham. And when Sayyidina Uthman was appointed as the Khalif, he added other regions of Sham to his area of rule. And after the martyrdom of Sayyidina Uthman, Sayyidina Muawiyah continued ruling over Sham and eventually became the sole ruler of the Muslims. And in total, Sayyidina Muawiyah had served the Muslim Ummah for no less than 40 years. It's very unfortunate that this great service of his is totally ignored and forgotten. And at one point, Sayyidina Muawiyah had a peace treaty with the Romans. And when the peace treaty was close to expiring, he prepared the army and proceed to the border of the Muslims, of the Roman, with Muslims to the Roman land. And his intention was to attack the instant the treaty terminated. And the Romans were unaware of this and would have been taken by utter surprise. And while Sayyidina Muawiyah was proceeding, he suddenly saw a man on a horseback who was shouting, "Allahu Akbar, fulfill the pledge, don't deceive." And when they looked, they saw it was Amr ibn Abbash. Sayyidina Muawiyah sent for him and inquired from him the reason for the statement. And he said to Sayyidina Muawiyah, "I heard Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying, whoever is a treaty with the people should neither make a change to the pledge nor break it until it either terminates, or he first informs them equally." And on hearing this blessed hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sayyidina Muawiyah immediately retreated with the army. And although Sayyidina Muawiyah did not attack while the treaty was in effect, the army he prepared and the movement he made were all counted as actions of war. And this was against the nature of the treaty. And therefore, as soon as he informed them about this, he cancelled his plans and retreated, displaying the greatest level of justice and commitment to the teachings of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And once during the rule, Sayyidina Muawiyah ascended the minbar and on the occasion of Jummah and said, "O people, the money is our money and the spoils of war are our spoils. They belong to us, the rulers. We will give them to whom we wish and hold back from whom we wish." And when he said this, the people remained silent and did not reply. And on the following Jummah, he ascended the minbar and said the same words without anyone responding. And when he said it on the occasion of the third Jummah, a man stood up and said, "Never. The money is our money. The spoils of war are our spoils of war. They belong to us. If anybody comes between us and it, we will hand over his case to Allah by using the sword to kill him and send him to Allah, who will decide regarding him. And when Sayyidina Muawiyah descended the minbar, instructed the man be brought by him, and seeing this, the people said, he is destroyed. After some time, Sayyidina Muawiyah opened the door, allowing the people to enter. To their surprise, they found the man sitting with Sayyidina Muawiyah on the bed. And Sayyidina Muawiyah then said, this man has saved me. May Allah save him. I heard Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying, there will be leaders after me who will speak things that are incorrect, yet nobody will object what they say. They will leap into Jahannam like the leaping of monkeys. When I initially spoke and nobody objected, I feared that I was one of them, destined to Jahannam. I then spoke a second time without any objection, and thus said to myself that I am one of those. And when I spoke for the third Jummah, and this man stood up and objected, he saved me. May Allah save him. I thus hope that Allah will not include me from those. So Sayyidina Muawiyah then showered this person with many gifts. So despite his virtue and the great glad tidings awarded to him by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sayyidina Muawiyah never felt complacent of himself. Rather, he was concerned about the year after, and he was always, you know, suspecting of himself. Therefore, he deliberately mentioned that statement in order to see whether he was amongst the leaders who will be doomed to Jahannam. And the lesson to be learned from this is that instead of consuming ourselves with suspecting others of being hypocrites and doomed to Jahannam, we need to focus on ourselves and constantly doubt our own sincerity. We must treat others with respect and ourselves with suspect. After all, the question that will be directed to us in the grave is regarding our iman, not the iman of others. And another remarkable quality is that despite his position of seniority, Sayyidina Muawiyah was not only prepared to accept the correction, rather he even appreciated it. And this should serve as a lesson for us. Sayyidina Wail ibn Hujr was one of the leaders of Hadramaut, Yemen, and his father was a king of that area. And when he departed from Yemen to come to Madinatul Munawwara to embrace Islam, and 3 days prior to his arrival, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam informed the Sahaba of his imminent arrival. And when he arrived, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam welcomed him, honored him, and spread out his best shawl. Thereafter, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ascended the minbar and made Wail sit beside him and addressed the Sahaba and said, this is Wail ibn Hujr, has come to you from a distant land, Hadramaut. He came willingly, without being forced, desiring Allah, his messenger, his deen. He hails from the progeny of kings. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi also advised the Sahaba to take good care of him, since he was a very recently living a life of royalty. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi made dua for barakah for him, his children, his grandchildren, and then appointed him as a deputy over the people of Hadramaut. And when he was returning, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent Sayyidina Muawiyah with him to demarcate a piece of land for him. And Sayyidina Wail was riding his camel while Sayyidina Muawiyah was walking without shoes due to poverty. And after traveling some time, Sayyidina Muawiyah complained to Sayyidina Wail about the heat of the ground burning his feet, and thereafter requested him to allow him to ride behind him on the camel. And having newly accepted Islam and therefore not having learned the correct akhlaq and etiquette, and furthermore coming from a royal background, Sayyidina Wail answered, you know, he said, keep quiet, you are not worthy of riding behind kings. And Sayyidina Muawiyah then requested to lend him his shoes and refused, since he felt it below his dignity. Sayyidina Wail then said to him, walk in the shade of my camel. And many years later, when Sayyidina Muawiyah became the ruler of the Muslims, Sayyidina Wail came to him. And Sayyidina Muawiyah welcomed him, honored him, seating him in his place. And Sayyidina Muawiyah then jokingly said, is this place of mine on which I've seated you better than the back of your camel, which you did not allow me to sit on? The much regret, Sayyidina Wail responded, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, I just come out of ignorance and disbelief, and that ill treatment of mine towards you was a way of jahiliyyah. However, Allah has now blessed me with Islam in its true qualities. So, subhanAllah, later on, when narrating this incident, Sayyidina Wail remarked, I wish that at that time I'd made him sit in front of me and said, now Muawiyah wanted to shower him with gifts and wealth. And said, now Wail excused him, saying that others were more in need of it than himself. And generally, if a person is ill-treated by someone, he would hold a grudge in his heart for years to come and look for an opportunity to get back at that person. However, holding grudges and harboring ill feelings and was not the way of Sayyidina Muawiyah. He wanted to make him happy. Sayyidina Muawiyah possessed such a clean and generous heart, not only did he forgive Sayyidina Wail, but wanted to shower him with gifts and wealth. And this is the quality of a great person, a person with a big heart. So this is a glimpse into the life of Sayyidina Muawiyah, just for us to understand the greatness of the Sahabi. And there are two profound statements. Abdullah bin Barak was once asked, who is superior, Sayyidina Muawiyah or Umar bin Abdul Aziz? And he said, the dust on the nostrils of Sayyidina Muawiyah when he was with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is better and superior to Umar bin Abdul Aziz. And someone asked the great Muhaddith, Mu'afa ibn Imran, he said that, someone asked the great Muhaddith and he narrated and he said that, oh Abu Mas'ud, where does Umar bin Abdul Aziz stand in comparison to Muawiyah bin Abu Sufyan? And on hearing this, Mu'afa ibn Imran became infuriated and he said, no one can compare the companion of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to Sayyidina Muawiyah with anyone. He's the brother-in-law of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his scribe, one who was trusted with wahi. How can there be comparison with Umar bin Abdul Aziz and Sayyidina Muawiyah? So Sayyidina Muawiyah was an outstanding and illustrious personality. Allah grant us the correct understanding with regards to him.